Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Well, scoreboard says Mountain leads 54-20. I got 53-20. Either way, the Mercer rule is now in effect. The clock will not stop unless someone calls a timeout. Mountain with the ball to start this final period. Here's Jackson giving it up top to Uchman. Over on the left side it goes to Martin. Martin's going to drill down into the lane, going up for the layup. Hit no good, and the rebound is controlled by Michaela Rollins, who checked in just a little bit ago. Now she'll give it to April Patterson. Now ball goes over on the left side to Adelaide Vaughn. Down the court it goes to Rollins. And now a foul's going to be called away from the ball on Mountain Home. Mariah Hudson picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 8 against the Lady Bombers. So a 1-1's coming up for Michaela Rollins. The clocks continue to run as we shoot these free throws. First free throw for Rollins is up and in. So she does get the bonus. One more free throw coming up for Rollins. Second shot is up and in and out. No good. She gets 1 of 2. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Here is Abby Martin giving it to Leah Jackson. Back to Martin. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And this time the rebound is controlled by Rollins. And back come the Lady Lions. Here's DePriest with it. Ball goes over on the right side to Patterson. Now Rollins has it. She will give it down to in the corner to Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles towards the paint. Now kicks it out to Katie Beavers. Now DePriest has it at the top once again. She drills toward the right side, gives it in the corner to Rollins. Now Rollins will throw it up near the top to Patterson. Now ball goes over to Adelaide Vaughn. Her three-pointer misses everything. It goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Holmes basketball with 6 minutes left of the game. Jackson will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Jackson drills to the right side. Now goes down into the corner, going into the lane, going up for the layup, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Rollins. And she's back the other way for Searcy. Rollins has up the top, losing the handle of the ball. And now a jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to be Searcy's basketball in the possession arrow. DePriest will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Clock continues to run with 5:20 left. Inbound pass goes to Patterson. Patterson she'll be tied up once again. This time it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. That's the seventh turnover that is against Searcy. 54-21 our score, according to the scoreboard. I got 53-21 myself. Here is Jackson into the front court. Takes the screen from Arribas. Now ball goes over to Abby Martin, down to Hudson in the corner. Hudson will drill towards the top, gives up top to Arribas. Over on the right side goes to Abby Martin. She'll take the screen. She's going to try another three-pointer. This one will not go. And an offensive rebound for Hudson. She goes back up with it. She's going to be fouled. And a two-shot opportunity coming up for Mariah Hudson. April Patterson picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 6 against the Lady Lions. So with 4.5 minutes left and the clock continues to run, Mariah Hudson will be back at the free throw line. Shot is up and in. So one more free throw for Hudson. Second shot is up. It rolls around, will not go. She gets 1 of 2, and the rebound is controlled by Searcy. 55-21, Lady Bombers leading it. Here's DePriest back the other way. She has it on the right wing. Ball, she tried to throw it down to Vaughn. It goes, ball was well over her head. It goes out of bounds. And it'll be Mountain Home's basketball on Searcy's 8th turnover of the night. Clock continues to run. Mountain Home with the 34-point lead. Here is Jackson with it, dribbling to the right side. Takes the screen from Arribas. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson now in double figures with 12 points. 58-21, Mountain Home leading it. Back the other way, going up for the three-pointer was Rollins, no good, and the rebound comes to Uchman. She loses a handle of it, but Abby Martin is able to keep possession for the Lady Bombers. She'll give it in the front court to Mariah Hudson on the right side, up top to Martin. Abby Martin will dribble to the left. Now gives it to Jackson in the left corner. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one will not go. Offense rebound for Hudson. She goes back over it. No good, but draws contact and will head back to the free throw line. April Patterson picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 7 against the Lady Lions. So Mariah Hudson back to the free throw line, where so far she's 1 of 4 with 1 point. Mariah Hudson's first free throw is up. No good. And now Cersei's going to clear the floor again. This time they're putting in three of the players they're putting in are starters, including Kami Province, Alexis Broadway, and Taylor Branch. India Baker also checked in, and so did Harley Lashley. Second free throw for Hudson is no good. She misses both, and the rebound comes to the Lady Lions. Less than 2.5 minutes left. Here's Broadway throwing it to Province. Province will pull up for the three-pointer, misses everything. Broadway gets the offensive rebound, though, and now she'll go back into the lane for the layup. Good. Alexis Broadway's first field goal of the night. 58-23, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 2 minutes left of this game. Here's Abby Martin. Now, kickball is going to be called on that pass attempt. Clock continues to run. Miss Hersey's going with a full court press right now. Abby Martin inbounds it from the far sideline to Mariah Hudson. Now they're backing off. Hudson across the half court stripe. Dribbles to the right side. Now it's going down into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Mariah Hudson with her first field goal. She has 3 points so far this evening. 60-23, Mountain Home leading it. Back the other way, going up for the three-pointer was India Baker. No good. Mountain Home chases down the rebound. Here is Hudson back the other way. And now a foul's going to be called on Cersei. That is going to be on Alexis Broadway, her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So it will be Mariah Hudson for the 1-1 with 1:15 left. Mariah Hudson so far 1 of 6 from the free throw line with 3 points. First free throw is up. Rolls around and goes in. So she does earn the bonus. 1 minute left. Clock continues to run as the second free throw is up for Hudson. And this one will not go. She gets 1 of 2. And the rebound controlled by Broadway. She's back the other way for the Lady Lions. Broadway has it on the left side. Now gives it down to Baker on the low block. Her jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Broadway. She goes back up with it. Shot was partially blocked. And the ball is loose once again. This time Branch gets the rebound. And now an offensive foul is going to be called on Taylor Branch. That is her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 9. Against Cersei, and now Cersei's going to take a timeout. A little break with 31.3 seconds left of the game. It is Mountain Home leading Cersei 61-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, Cersei took the timeout and brought their three seniors back out of the game. Here is Hudson with it for Mountain Home. Mountain Home leading by 38. But the pass stolen by Cersei going up for the layup was Odin. She couldn't get it, and Mountain Home comes up with the rebound. 12 seconds left. Abby Martin throws it to Leah Jackson. She tried to throw it down to Ariba. She mishandled the pass. It goes out of bounds. 10th turnover against Mountain Home. And the inbound pass will go to Johnson. They'll tick off these last few seconds, and Mountain Home will be going to Lake Hamilton next week. They clinch a berth in the state tournament with the 38-point victory. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Cersei 61-23. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit KnoxOrthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.